Partner Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, the Ndalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Ndalama Insights, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Welcome to the Ndalama Insights radio show. Today's episode, we're discussing the topic, how important is social marketing? And with our regular guest in the studio, Mkonki Mkonkela, the CEO of Insight Partners, a firm of chartered accountants. Mkonki, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I believe you're on social media, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm very good.
You're very active.
Sadly, I'm not that active, but I am. Like, I make sure I use it to basically know what's going on, because nowadays it's like social media is your source for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of it, you can't know what's true, what's not true, but the idea is you know what's happening.
At least you get to read about it.
Yeah, you definitely get to read about it. Now, Mkonki, with reference to the topic at hand, why should business owners consider social media marketing?
Yeah, so we're looking at why social media marketing is important, and I think, like you've said, Leslie, nowadays social media is the in thing. Everybody is using some kind of social media. If you look at the different types of social media platforms that we have, for those that are not familiar with it or for those that know it in a different way, we're basically talking about Facebook, we're talking about LinkedIn, we're talking about Twitter, Instagram, and I believe there are so many other social media platforms that are available nowadays. So basically, social media is like what it says, it's supposed to be social, but we've seen over the years it's turning out to be a very good platform for marketing your business. I know there are a number of groups on Facebook that that are created for buying and selling of goods or even services. So as a marketing platform, social media is definitely turning out to be the in thing. And so that is why businesses should consider social media marketing, because of the many possibilities that it opens up, especially for the small businesses. If you look at traditional marketing, and traditional marketing basically goes back to billboards, it goes back to newspapers, it goes back to TV adverts, we are seeing that a lot of those, and they're very expensive, by the way. A lot of those are not really, for small businesses, they're quite expensive, and the demand for traditional marketing is actually dying out because of the possibilities that social media has opened up for small businesses, affordable costs that you can control yourself, access to billions and billions of people. So it's definitely a marketing platform that small businesses need to look at attentively.
Now, what makes social media important to a small business owner? Like, why should I begin to think in line with social media marketing?
So if you look at social media itself, and I wanted to just bring in a few comments from the members of the Ndalama Insights listeners group for us to appreciate why social media is actually important. I like a few comments. One of them came from Betty. And Betty is saying, social media is an essential piece of your business marketing strategy. The social media platforms help you connect with your customers. They help you increase your brand awareness. And they also boost your sales and leads. With more than 3 billion people around the world using social media every month, is a no-passing trend. It's like here to stay. And then another member of the group says, undeniably, in today's business environment, social media provides a wide spectrum of potential markets, and it also allows you to communicate with your customers, regardless of where they may be located. So if you look at some of this feedback, great feedback from the members of the Ndalama Insights Radio Listeners Group, and I really appreciate their comments and contributions. If you look at this, you start understanding that social media allows you to communicate with your customers at a very efficient cost. Unlike traditional marketing platforms, you can simply open an account on Facebook and you will have all your customers or most of your customers engaging with you, giving you feedback, commenting on how they felt about your product or your service. So it's a very great way for you to actually communicate with your clients and even prospective clients. For many businesses, if you don't have a Facebook platform, for example, or you don't have a social media platform, for many clients now, for those businesses that have a platform on Facebook, they create some kind of brand recognition, meaning that they are visible to their clients and also potential clients. So, and these people are able to directly communicate to them. They can send them messages on these social media platforms. And if the company or your company is very good at responding, you're able to pick out potential clients, and you're also able to satisfy your current clients with any questions that they might have. And what I see also happening with social media is that it helps you with your customer service. A lot of clients are now flocking to social media to seek for assistance. You might be providing a product, maybe you repair phones or you sell phones. And if a client has a problem with that phone, they can simply get in touch with you on your social media platform and ask any questions that they have about that product that you are selling. So social media is turning out to be a channel for you to actually improve your customer service. Unlike relying on the traditional phones, expecting phone calls from your customers, it's easy now for somebody to just send you a message on social media, and you can easily resolve their issues and even get feedback in terms of how your product or service is helping them. And lastly, with regards to why you as a business owner should actually start thinking about social media, it gives you access to markets that you might not even have access to at a very low cost compared to traditional marketing. If you are based in Osaka, for example, and you sell a product, if you have a social media platform, that product is going to be exposed to so many other potential customers who may not be based in Lusaka. They might be based in the Copper Belt, in Livingstone, in Northern Province, and anywhere else. As long as you have this social media platform, your customers will be able to see your product, and if they like it, you will find a way of ensuring that that you deliver that product to them. And as a result, you're expanding your market, not just in your local community where you are based, or in your shop where you are based, but also expanding to other towns. And you can find a channel or a means of delivering that product to customers who may not be based in the location you are currently based. So social media actually opens up quite a lot of doors for you in terms of access to many other customers at a low cost compared to traditional marketing. If you look at creating a TV advert, if you look at doing an advert in the newspaper, if you look at a billboard, especially the billboards, you can stick a billboard along the road and how many people are actually going to take a look at it. But if you have a social media account or a platform, you see that millions of people are able to get access. They're able to see what you are doing and what your product or your business is about at a cost that is very minimum. If at all you do a very good job, even at no cost at all, other than the cost to access to internet. So this is why you should consider social media as a marketing platform for your business, especially the small business.
My question, Mukonki, is for a small startup business. Does social media success depend on how many followers their business has?
That's a good question. I know when it comes to social media, many people tend to judge how your business or even your personal profile is performing by the number of followers or connections you have. But what I've realized recently really is that it's not about how many connections you have, it's about how useful those connections really are. So you can be on Facebook and have thousands of followers, but then they're inactive, they don't engage with you, they don't respond to comments, or they don't provide you feedback. So as a small business owner, if you have an account on any social media platform, what really matters is the engagement you are getting from the connections that you have. Do you have followers or connections that are able to give you feedback when your product provides a good service to them? or feedback when it doesn't? Are you able to respond to that feedback? Do you have a team in place to actually communicate with your customers? So I think it doesn't really matter how many millions of followers you have. What matters is how engaging your platform really is and if it's helping you achieve your overall objectives as to why you created that account in the first place. There are so many reasons why people go on social media other than just for marketing purposes. There's also a need to create a community around a certain goal. For example, we at Inside Partners Africa have our own social media platforms that we've selected, and we're working mainly on Facebook and LinkedIn. And on Facebook as well as LinkedIn, we have groups for specifically for the Ndalama Insights listeners. And this group is designed specifically to help the small businesses, to give them a platform for them to put across any challenges they are facing, and for the members of the group to comment and help businesses that are going through challenges, other than the experts that we feature on the program and that we are going to be featuring more so in 2020. The aim of the group is to ensure that every person who is part of the group also contributes and helps. We help each other through the business challenges that we face. So it depends on why you've created that social media platform. The numbers really don't matter. What matters is the kind of engagement that you're getting. And for your customers, also, if you've created a platform specifically to attend to your customer needs, you also need to make sure that you're giving them attention. You don't create a Facebook or Instagram or Twitter account and not respond to messages. For a small business, this becomes especially important because of the access that you have to your customers as well as prospective customers. You can actually have this give them this personalized attention in such a way that bigger businesses are unable to because they are so busy. But for you as a small business, you can actually respond personally to messages that people are inquiring about the product that you produce or the service that you produce, and that way your customers feel more satisfied that they're hearing from you. So these are the many reasons why small business would actually find social media to be much more successful for them, unlike for bigger businesses. But I know there are quite a number of big businesses also that have teams that are specifically managing their social media accounts.
Okay. Now, as we conclude, in terms of social media marketing goals, what should entrepreneurs set their goals around?
So, in terms of the goals that you should set, especially for the coming year, you know, the beginning of the year always gives you new opportunities. So for social media, if you have an account on Facebook, one of the goals you could create for your business is creating a group around what your business basically does. Because if I'm talking about Facebook more because it's the platform that I'm more accustomed to. If you are on Facebook, you have a page for your business. One other way you can actually maximize the use of Facebook is by creating a group, and in that group you actually discuss solutions around what you do. For example, I've mentioned the phone. If you are selling phones and you find that the brand, the phone that you sell or the phones that you sell have certain kind of issues and problems, you can create a group around how to fix problems or that your kind of phone or product normally has, and then have your customers or people discuss those problems and give each other solutions. So that's one way you can actually do that. And also for those that are not on Facebook, for those if you are running a small business and you're not using social media platform, and this is not really to market any social media platform, but you need to be on some kind of a social media platform for you to create brand awareness. And this simply means for your name to be out there for people to actually know about your business. The best way now at an affordable cost is for you to create a page and be active on that page, and you are going to get your brand known to your customers and as well as potential customers. And another goal that you can set for yourself is not just creating this page or a group, but also ensuring that you're engaging. And by engaging, this simply means you're responding to questions, you are commenting on your members' comments and feedback, and you are basically being social with the people that you're connected with on social media. So those are some of the goals that you can set for yourself around social media marketing for next year. And I think you will see, as long as you keep engaging in those groups and pages, you're going to see some kind of result that is going to be of benefit to yourself as well as to your business and your customers.
All right. Konkia, thank you very much for coming through this morning.
Thank you, Leslie.
All right. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our program. Thank you, our listeners, for tuning in and listening to the show. Join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, 11th December 2019, as we discuss the Ndalama Insights Radio Show format changes for 2020. And don't forget to join the Ndalama Insights Radio Network group and like the Insight Partners Africa page for updates on the radio show. Good day.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid, in Lusaka.